I want to take a moment to acknowledge the seriousness of the matter we are gathered to discuss. The synthetic DNA contamination found in Pfizer and Moderna COVID-19 vaccines. 2 weeks ago at our ordinary council meeting, this motion was shut down because it was not important, but more so because I brought it to the council too late. But I and millions of other Australians do not agree that this motion is not important. The contamination is not a minor issue. The report by Dr. David Speaker, presented in Exhibit 1 of tonight's motion, evidences levels of synthetic DNA contamination by up to 145 times higher than Australia's Therapeutic Goods Administration, the TGA, up to 145 times higher than the TGA's own safety limits. For those unfamiliar, the TGA limits are there for a reason, because synthetic DNA has been shown to integrate into human cells, leading to potential long-term health risks like cancer, genomic instability, vascular thromboses and blood clotting, as well as immune system disruptions. Dr. Speaker's findings are alarming, but they are also far from isolated. Independent studies now in Canada, Germany, and the US have all confirmed similar levels of contamination. International experts, including some of the world's leading oncologists, geneticists, virologists, immunologists, microbiologists, and biochemists, have joined forces to warn governments around the world, including our own government, about the dangers these contaminants pose. This is why the Honourable Russell Broadbent MP, the federal member for Monash, has written multiple letters to the Prime Minister urging immediate investigation and suspension of these vaccines. Yet the response from our government has been nothing but silence. Not a word from the Prime Minister, not a word from the Minister of Health, despite receiving clear scientific evidence that millions of Australians could be at risk, including those folks right here in Port Hedland who were forced to take these experimental shots and continue to take these dangerous shots. Yet the government has chosen to remain silent. We now have evidence that has been undoubtedly forwarded and shared with the Attorney General, Mark Dreyfus, and with the Secretary of Health, Blair Connolly, that the contamination is significant. It's widespread and it's downright disturbing. Yet none of these high-ranking officials have stepped forward to address this publicly. None has even attempted to explain why this contamination was allowed to go on for so long unnoticed. But let's talk about what this means for us, the residents of Port Hedland. Exhibit 3, the science summary attached to Mr. Broadbent's second letter, presents a stark reality. In every vial of Australian-sourced mRNA vaccine, every single shot tested by Dr. Speaker, the levels of synthetic DNA contamination were so high that one shot could contain as many as 24 trillion synthetic DNA fragments. Trillion with a T. Think about that. Each one of us has around 37 trillion cells in our body, and one shot could be putting 24 trillion foreign DNA fragments into our bloodstream, with potentially billions of those fragments being the simian virus 40, SV40. SV40 is a genetic material that has been known for years to cause cancer. The science summary makes it clear. Only 3 to 10 of these SV40 fragments are needed to trigger what is called insertional mutagenesis, which is a scientific term for cancer-causing genetic changes. When I say 3, I mean 3. Not 300, not 3,000, not even 3 million. If just 3 to 10 fragments are needed to begin the cancer mutation process, what happens when someone receives billions of these SV40 fragments in a single shot? What happens when these contaminant shots are administered multiple times, as they have been, to millions of Australians, including Australian children?
There's been some statements made about the responsibility of local government why we would be looking at something like this. We actually do have a health department, and our health department goes out and makes sure that the businesses that are supplying, stuff that we eat or, stuff that we provide, you know, to the public. That health department goes out and makes sure that those businesses aren't poisoning the population. So, you know, we do have a responsibility when it comes to health. And we have a full department out there that actually does that work. So I don't see the difference between that and something like this. Now, I definitely support this motion. Now, before I go on, you know, there's a lot of stuff in the media about, you know, the old tinfoil hat people and the bloody, you know, the anti-vaxxers and all of that sort of stuff. This is not about that, all right? I took the vaccine. It was my decision. I've said it many times before, okay? I took it because the advice from the government, we were told that that was expert advice. And that it was safe, and yet we were going to die. Now, you've heard that many times, if we didn't take that vaccine. I took the vaccine, all right? So don't call me an anti-vaxxer. I want to know the truth. So I definitely support this motion based on what I've read and seen over the past 4 years. The health issues that I've been told about by many Headland people since, you know, receiving these vaccines mirrors, you know, a huge amount of stories that you see on the internet of many Australians who were assured that these products were rigorously tested and safe for public use. Now, I think that the evidence is emerging. It's quite clear. I've been watching a lot of videos in the US Senate where senators are talking about this stuff. And, you know, it's quite clear to them, and they are, you know, quite well-respected people, that there's issues with this stuff. So I think this presents a real and undeniable threat to public health. The contamination has been extensively documented by the report, Dr. David Schneider's report, as well as other international experts, but we still get no response from our federal authorities. And I find that, you know, quite alarming. These vaccines were pushed onto us in Headland, actually, and it's a lot of people would know that, you know, 60 to 80% of people in Headland didn't want to take the vaccine. And the reasons they took it is because they didn't have a job if they didn't take it. So a lot of people were pushed into taking it. Now, when you have a look at the letter that's been presented to the PM, the letter states that from one of the world leading medical practitioners and scientific medical researchers, that there is compelling evidence synthetic foreign DNA can get into human cells. And we just watched a video that, you know, that states that as well. Potentially leading to geonomic instability, cancers, immune system disruptions, and adverse headed, you know, future effects on your body. Now, my advice to the government and to health, this is state and federal, is to get into the lab and do the tests. Do the science to support or dismiss these claims. And like the letter states, let the research have free and open scientific discourse to help uncover the true facts. Now, how can anyone disagree with that? That is what we're trying to achieve here by sending these letters. Now, look, I don't know what's going to happen when most people in government openly supported the vax rollout without understanding the science and demonised anyone that objected to the Australia-wide vaccine rollout. So, you know, we're going to have problems getting answers. But I think, you know, with a council putting this forward and then giving the information to other councils and then getting support across WA and then Australia, I think that the time will come when they can't block this information anymore. And that's what we're really trying to achieve here. We're not applying money to it. We're not doing anything other than asking for answers to the evidence or the research of these highly acclaimed scientists. And that's what we've been told for the last 4 or 5 years. That's what the government has said. All of the stuff they told us is that they said it's backed by scientific research. Well, we've got scientific research here now that says the opposite to what we've been told. So, you know, I don't think we can wait because this stuff has been rolled out continuously. I took 3 of the jabs. There's no way I'm taking any more. There's no way I'm advising anybody else to take any until we get some answers to the research that's been provided to us. Now, in closing, council members, if you oppose the motion, you know, we've been given all the documents. I've read them a couple of times. You know, it's pretty heavy stuff. But, you know, I do have a little bit of an understanding on it. I'm no gene doctor or whatever, but, you know, it's clear to me, and I'm a mechanic, right, that there's holes in the, you know, the responses from government agencies here. And I want answers to clear this up, whether it be for or against. And it's got to be, we've got to ensure that people aren't threatened, you know, taking part in these answers. Because I know a lot of doctors that will not even talk about this stuff because they are frightened. That is not finding out answers in, for medical research. So if you oppose this motion, in your argument, tell me, you know, the reasons you disagree with world-renowned medical experts on their research presented tonight, and tell me why we should not ask for questions. We should not ask the questions. And we should not get the answers from their expert medical people. I think this is a historic motion that's going to have far-reaching implications for health and safety of every Australian. So I urge you as council members to support the motion. We've clearly got a lot of people in the gallery that are, that are concerned about this stuff and that want answers as well, and that's our job as their representatives to try and get them the answers. So we need to make sure that those voices that have concerns are heard as well, and we need to demand answers, and we must also demand accountability, and we must ensure that the people of Port Hedland and all Australians are informed, supported and protected. There's a lot more that I could say about this, but just remember, this motion is about informing other local governments with the research that we've got and getting answers to the new expert findings. How can we say no to that? That's all I have. Thanks.
I agree in principle with the recommendation and accept as is. I feel very concerned regarding the present proposal for the use of this Pfizer vaccine due to the present research that we've been given tonight. And also, as experienced in the medical field, that over the past 18 months, it has been quite apparent of the increase of stage 3 and 4 cancers, where people are diagnosed and are usually gone within 4 to 6 weeks, which is quite gut-wrenching when you're a nurse and you actually have to go through with these families through what they have to go through. The present that this research is, I consider that I consider and comment at this special meeting. I just feel that in the position as being a nurse for over 47 years now, that within the last 2 years, there's actually been a very significant rise in cancers. AF, which is called atrial fibrillation post having COVID vaccines, also with pericarditis and myocarditis, also with other medical issues with bleedings and cancers. So I am going to be for the motion, as it's actually been quite significant the last 18 months. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor.
So I'm not going to fight against it and stand in the way of it because I'm not that hell-bent on it. As I said, I've got some concerns, but is that worth going against everybody in this room and what people want and people that do feel so passionately about it? Just because I don't doesn't mean that nobody else should. So on that case, I will be voting for it. So thank you.
Okay. Okay, Edwards, it was against. That was four. Yes, Debbie.
As always, thanks everybody for the debate, but especially thanks to everyone that took the time again to come out here. For those that shared their personal stories, again, it takes a lot of spirit and a lot of personal will to be able to come out and open yourself up and be vulnerable in this situation. So massive thanks. It goes without saying, this sort of motion doesn't just happen overnight. So before I do start my debate, I wanted to recognise and commend, I guess, Councillor McRae for the efforts put into this. Well, we've seen a few special council meetings over the time come through, but nothing as detailed nor nothing as, thought through as this motion. So a lot of time and effort has been taken into this. So I think it's just out of respect, I want to say congratulations to yourself for getting this to this level as it is. It's a massive bit of work. And your passion for this subject and for the subject matter itself is very evident and clear in your debate. So for my debate, again, I'm a very simple human being with not very great education, but there's a certain few levels that I'd like to touch on here where some areas of council's concerns where they say and they question, you know, is this a council business, is this council area to get involved in? And I guess the biggest thing I can try and send the message to those who feel that way, it's to understand that we are here to respond and represent to our community. But furthermore, we need to be present when a subject matter or when a service in this town fails. There's so many motions that have come past this table, and I've been privileged to be here for 3 years, and in that 3 year period, I've seen this council tackle housing. I've seen this council tackle so many different avenues that are a state or a federal government remit. Yet we come to the party because again, it's the right thing to do. So I'm definitely not going to try and debate and articulate as well as yourself, Councillor McRae, the scientific measures behind some of these debates. I'll do it a disservice. So I guess I'll talk directly to the motion and the reasons as to why I'm supportive of this motion tonight. I honestly believe that the motion holds, alignments to the principles of scientific debate. It allows for the opportunity for both sides of this argument to be brought to the table. Yes, McRae has it himself. It's several letters to be issued to different broad spectrums of our community, whether it be the health professionals themselves or whether it be the people that represent us in the state and the federal levels. I also believe that the motion itself will bring bring forward the conversation around transparency of all what's been brought forward tonight. It's from what I've heard, and especially the people talking tonight, we see that this conversation will be had over, I'm assuming, decades when the truth does finally come out around the real health ramifications and the issues that are created by the injections that were brought forward. Personally, I don't see a massive issue with asking our fellow, and I say fellow, government people in the state and the federal levels to provide the research, provide the responses back that people are asking for. And if it stacks up, it stacks up. If it doesn't, I don't know what else we can do. But I think what we should do is here at least at the bare minimum is send through these letters, ask for that advice and ask for that information that supports those positions that they're going to make and that they're going to stand. So that's all that. I'm just going to leave it very short, hopefully, and leave it at that. So thanks very much for the time, guys.
Okay. Thank you, Deputy Mayor. Councillor Cray, what's on up, please?
Thank you, Mayor Carter. Just want to thank again everyone who's come out tonight and especially those who told a personal story or two. I think what was mentioned by pretty much everyone here tonight, Councillor Blanco, Rents, Christensen and Butson, sure, health is not in the remit of local government, but looking after our people most certainly is. And you know, we sat here in I sat on your side of the bench in 2022 when we brought this to the town, and the town, whether right or wrong, it went against us, and it was really heartbreaking to see. But fingers crossed, we vote the right way tonight. We're certainly not doing anything other than asking questions. And if asking questions is something that Councillor Rebello beside me is too scared to do, then that's her whim. But I would like to think that most of the people here are not scared to ask questions, be it of our bosses or of our, you know, state governments or federal governments. We are we're all people, no matter, you know, we're all just making our way through. And I just think, that there's going to be, I'd like to think that this motion tonight will be the ripple that creates a bigger wave across the country and perhaps across the world. So there are a lot of people watching this, I know, all over the world, in pretty much every continent is covered. And it's been an honour to talk with you guys about it, and it's an honour to represent you guys on such an issue. But I just hope that everyone votes the right way, and I think most of people here know what the right way is. So thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Cray. Okay, we'll now put it to the vote. All those in favour?